The letter grew out of, I think, a feeling of a number of former members of Congress who didn't want to sit by and let false claims about this agreement mar an opportunity to avoid war. Some of these members, including myself, were involved in an effort, similar kind of effort, to oppose the invasion of Iraq. So a little bit of history here.
Some of the members of the Senate who announced their support for this also said, this is far from perfect, but I support it. Some other members have said, this is not a perfect agreement, it's got flaws, but I'm going for it. Do you have reservations about some of the ingredients of this pact?
Well, to the extent that any agreement is not perfect and there's no guarantee, there are flaws here. But the basic thrust of this agreement, in a way, is hard to argue with. Iran right now is on the cusp of having the capacity to have a nuclear weapon. It actually has enough fissile material, in other words, enriched uranium, to make 10 nuclear bombs. What this agreement would do would be to basically destroy much of that capacity and put Iran way, way back so that it wouldn't be an imminent threat both to the United States or to our allies in the Middle East. And this agreement accomplishes that. Can Iran cheat? People can cheat under any circumstances, but there are all kinds of safeguards built into this agreement that should reduce that opportunity. Meanwhile, we're not standing still. In the next 15 years, the U.S. should be building an increased capacity in terms of intelligence to understand whether there has been cheating under the agreement.
What will this agreement do internally in Iran? Do you believe the hardliners will fade and some of the more moderate forces will become more powerful in Tehran?
I think the first thing we ought to look at is, will this agreement work? And we think it will work. And I think the hard work of making this work needs to start now. Instead of fighting this agreement, we need to get behind implementing this agreement. And it will take months to make sure that Iran dismantles 13,000 centrifuges. It will take months to ensure that Iran gets rid of this highly enriched uranium. It will take months to ensure that Iran has cemented up its plutonium reactor. All of those things have to happen. In fact, sanctions aren't even going to be removed until those things happen. So that's what we have to focus on. Could this ultimately lead to a better understanding between both countries and a lessening of other kinds of tensions? I certainly hope so, but this agreement is not premised on that, and this agreement doesn't need to work in order for this agreement to be successful. This agreement is to stop Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and that's the critical fact that we have to be focused on. Yes, could there be other benefits? You bet, and one would hope for that, but I wouldn't, you know, necessarily rely on the fact that that'll happen.
What was your reaction when you heard that Senator Schumer was in opposition to this?
Well, I wasn't really surprised, but he's only one vote in the Senate. And the amazing and important thing is that senators, Democratic senators at least, gave this a lot of thought, other senators. And despite estimates of $40 million being spent to attack the agreement. So I think Senator from Pennsylvania said, you know, he just put behind him all that noise, Senator Casey, he put all that noise behind him and tried to focus on the substance of the agreement. And I think one of the important things about the letter that the former members sent to present members of the House and Senate was that some really respected voices, not necessarily liberal voices, were supporting this agreement, and not necessarily only Democratic voices. You have Republicans signing this letter. You had former Senator Mitchell, one of the most highly respected members of the Senate, particularly in the area of foreign affairs. You had the Republican Senator Lugar, who was the former chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So this letter also helped to create an atmosphere in which members of the Senate could say, here are really thoughtful people, they don't have any political gain involved, and this is what they say. And I think that's important. Today's Times, there was a very important advertisement listing dozens of Israeli security people supporting this agreement. So I think the issue is to get past the noise of the propaganda, the ads, and to look at seriously and in a clear-eyed manner at what the facts are, what this agreement will accomplish, which is to substantially reduce Iran's capability of building a nuclear weapon, and that will last for 15 years. And not to have the threat of Iran having a nuclear weapon for 15 years is really important and worth a lot.